Well, Hugo Monia, thanks very much for joining me. Not quite the result you guys wanted at the weekend. Saracens on imperious form, but I imagine if you continue to play like that for the rest of the season, the results will naturally come your way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're very pleased with how we played in the first half, and unfortunately for us, we let things slip a little bit in the second half, a bit of discipline, a few penalties, and we got squeezed in the end. But yeah, like you just said, if we play like that throughout the season, we'll win more than we'll lose.
Just under 5 weeks to go until the Autumn Internationals. Quite a good moment for you to put in a performance like you did. Big hit on your opposite number and then skinning Ashley on the outside.
Yeah, I mean, the Autumn Internationals are looming. My firm focus is on Harlequins. I think everything comes from your club form, and I was pleased with how I played at the weekend, and Saturday provides me with another opportunity and another challenge.
With the experience that you've got and where you currently are with, you know, your club and international career, are there areas that you feel that you have to work on avidly to make sure that you can really get into the top reckoning in someone like Stuart Lancaster's mind, or is it just a case of don't drop off the pace?
A little bit of don't drop off the pace, but continually just striving, just improving every area, whether it be kicking, catching, high ball work, footwork, speed. I think you never feel as if you're the finished article. I'm sure if you ever spoke to Johnny Wilkinson right throughout his career, he's one of the best goal kickers in the world, and he spent, you know, time and time again just trying to make sure everything was spot on. I'm certainly not at his level, but plenty of things to work on, and happy to put their work in.
So London Irish this weekend. I think over the years you've known a fair few players from over there. Nick Kennedy, of course, who's joined you, and we hope to see him in Harlequin's colours at some point in the next month or two. So what sort of opposition do you think they're going to be?
Be tough opposition. I think they've been a little bit short-changed this season. They've played some great rugby, haven't got the results which they've wanted, but they boast a lot of very talented players. I think when you've got a back line as creative as Shane Geraghty, Marlon Yard playing very well, and Top Siojo in the back, you're obviously going to have to be on your mettle to make sure that you kind of curtail their attacking game. But they're a very physical side. It's a London derby. We won there last year, controversially, in the last minute, so I'm sure they'll be aware of that and hurting, and look forward to kind of bouncing back.
There's a few people discussing the fact that there might be beginning to be a bit of a gulf between the top four, five, six teams and maybe the bottom four or five. Do you have any belief in that at all?
I think there is a gulf within the Premiership, but I firmly believe there's six teams that could actually genuinely win it. I think we're one of them, but you look at the table at the moment and it is fairly spread, and I don't think anyone would have been able to predict all the results of the first 4 weeks, and it just goes to show that if you're off your game 5-10%, then you can be beaten. And the league's so tight, and I guess that's why everyone loves it, that everyone has the capability of beating everyone, and we want to make sure that come Saturday that we're on our game and we're able to turn over London Irish as well.
And what will you most look forward to in terms of the match day and running out at the Medeski?
Hopefully scoring a few tries, maybe a little celebration, taking my top off. I don't know, you know, it's a really good day. I love playing Medeski, it's a firm surface. The supporters make a lot of noise. My supporters love getting down there and getting behind us. And I know we'll try and play an expansive game, as will they, and may the best man win, I guess.